This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? It'll probably take a few minutes for people to come in. Hey, everybody, welcome. So, yeah, we'll wait a few minutes. I definitely wanted to do my part for Fine and open this community Twitter space. I think it's important for us to branch out into different social platforms so we can get the word out about Fine. So this is my contribution here, Twitter space. And, you know, we can talk about anything Fine or just anything in general. And, you know, we have an opportunity to also, you know, educate any new investors and potential investors in crypto as well as Fine. So yeah, let's wait a few more minutes. Spencer. Yeah, so definitely excited about Fine. I just, you know, you're always told not to look at the charts because, you know, there's a lot of potential here. There's a lot of things going on. But I so happened to take a look at the chart right now, and I see more whales accumulating, which I think is fabulous. I think that, you know, to see that dedication to reinforce your bag just shows the conviction and kind of galvanizes things that we see as, you know, positive indicators of what we want to invest in when it comes to a project. So it was great to see that, you know, for the whales coming through. And once again, this is a space to, you know, let other people know about Fine. So, you know, feel free to talk. I've raised your hand and I'll definitely give you the ability to speak. If I haven't already, feel free.
Just a heads up. I know everybody in the room already knows this. What other project has a 24-hour VC and they do a Twitter Spaces on top of it?
Right?
I've been doing this shit for a minute now, right? We used to do voice chats, you know, regularly in other projects, and then we would do like a scheduled Twitter Spaces like every Tuesday and stuff like that. It would not be like this project is just hitting all throttles, man. It's like we have our foot on the fucking gas, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how it feels, right?
It's great, man. I mean, you know what it is? This type of engagement is great because this shows the energy. It shows the commitment that everybody has. And, you know, people are showing up to these. And as we get more and more people, our influence is going to grow. as we get more Twitter spaces, maybe we'll have 100, 200 people showing up. Those people will say, hey, you know, this community is really dedicated. This is a great project to invest in. Let me go out and let me buy me a bag, or let me shill this because I believe so much in it. And I think that's what part of this is. We're letting the message out that Fine is a great project and we have a community, because every project needs a community. And I find, no pun intended for that particular moment, that we have a good community here, man. We all stick together and we're pushing the narrative that this potential could be great. And so I think it's great, man. And I'm happy that everybody showed up, you know, and I'm excited to see any new holders in here as well.
Consistency is key, man.
Oh yeah.
If you're relevant and you're showing up daily, consistency is fucking key, dude. I mean, that's just part of the formula, right?
Right.
And we are consistent as fuck.
We definitely are, man. And we're only at a 6.5 million market cap. Well, 6.2. You know, and you know, I think it's just a testament that you know, we see bigger things going. So tell me, when did you get into Fine? When
my buddy recommended it to me. I'm a little bit up. I've got in at like 5.5
okay.
mil, but my boy hit me up. I got a T up in here now. Yeah, I miss Pepe. One of my other friends recommended Pepe at 11 million market cap, and I skipped on that. I was like, nope. You know, I've gotten wrecked, and I've made some great trades too. Uh-huh. But bottom line is, yeah, at the end of the day, bro, I have not seen as motivated as a dev or a community that we have right now, dude. Every fucking day we get a good update, right? Uh-huh. Every day devs active, like I don't see that shit anywhere else. You know, it's fucking unheard of right now. People are just waiting and waiting for the market to turn around, while our dev is just like, nope, boom, boom, boom. Like every day there's something solid to look at.
And this is a great time to invest too, man. You know, I think that, you know, when you first get into the crypto market, you're brought in because you see a lot of green candles. And even at that point, you don't know what that means. But you see the hype, you see the tokens going up. Well, now, you know, if you've seen Shiba, we know that the green candles is not what you want to chase. You want to change. You want to chase the red, the blood in the streets. You want to go ahead and purchase then, and you know, or if a token's really at a low market cap, that's when you want to purchase, in my personal opinion, because it just gives you the ability to accumulate so much more of that token that you believe in, and that's what I've been doing. I've been DCAing. I saw Fine when it was at 100,000, and I was like, oh, it's just another meme token, you know. And then I saw it again. Somebody clued me in, and I think it was at 6 million market cap, and then it shot up to 30 million, then it dropped back down to 4 million. So, you know, at that point, I was just like, you know, this is really giving me some Shiba Inu vibes, because, you know, I was in the community for a while, still am. And, you know, I see the dev is working hard. He's here consistently, and he's got a multi-layered marketing plan going on. Not only is he attacking the sexes, he's got these powerful network and connections he's showing off to us, and they are tweeting, you know, that's fine, it's fine. You know, whether indirectly or directly, it's great to see, because Fine is such a global word and kind of like psychological, you know, event in your head when you're trying to say, hey, you know, just like the picture says, there's flames all around me. But everything is okay. Everything is fine. You know, so I think that there's so much going on in terms of marketing. Now you bring on the community, which is from other huge meme coins, as well as other communities that have solid people in there, and they see the potential of this project. And, you know, I personally am excited. I've DCA'd a number of times because I know the potential here. And anything from here is, you know, a couple X's at minimum. But I personally think this is going to definitely be $1 billion project, just because of the community, just because it's kind of like a recipe. You know, you got the dev who is firing on only one cylinder right now. He hasn't even dropped the sexes or the swap or, you know, anything else in terms of catalyst that can be here. And, you know, now you have the community, which is built of, you know, solid crypto players in the space, as well as new investors. And we have a chance to educate them, and they don't have to go through the rug pulls or the scams. You know, we're always open to that. But, you know, there's such a great mix of things going on here. The potential is going to be explosive. And, you know, I'm here. This is my part. I want to do a Twitter space because I want the rest of the crypto space to know that Fine is a project that is here to stay and that it has a dedicated community. And we're here to make money too. And I think this is going to make a lot of X's.
Yeah, bro. You got to remember, like, last bull market, you only had to check off a few boxes, right? You had to check off, like, the engagement of the Telegram. You have to check off, like, the holders going up, the volume, and stuff like that. There was only, like, did they have a roadmap? Even if it was a shitty roadmap, right? But now it's, like, now it's so much harder. And I feel like our dev is stepping up to the plate and delivering all of those petty ass check marks plus, you know, 1,000 times more than what you would expect back in 2021 when you could just buy some shit, you know what I mean, and just check off a few boxes and make fucking $100,000 off just checking off a couple of boxes, where he's just going all out, dude.
And you know, he's bringing in a new concept too that I personally have not heard of in the crypto space. He's using email marketing. Email marketing is used in traditional business, but has it been used in crypto? I haven't heard of it. He's purchased 1 million email addresses of whales in the crypto space, as well as people that are influential in business. So imagine that, 1 million emails going out. He purchased an additional 500,000. So that's 1,500,000 emails that are going to be sent to people that have the potential to get into our project. And he says he's found the secret sauce in terms of emails. If you saw his last post, I thought that was just crazy. He mentioned that maybe it's, you know, putting all those fundamentals together in an email and allowing people to see it. But I think that is great, because not only is he tapping into the current crypto population community, but he's also reaching into the non-crypto community. That's how I got into crypto. I wasn't in crypto. What got me into crypto was Shiba Inu, a meme token, because of the hype, because of the green candles. Well, now you have opportunity to do that again. Email marketing is just one of those phases. When this coin starts rocketing, in terms of marketing as well as the community, everybody's going to take notice and jump on board, because they want to be with the winner. They see the green candles, and they're going to want to invest their money. They're going to want to be part of this because they remember Shiba Inu. They remember Doge when it first came out. Vault Inu, Floki. You know, they're going to remember all those huge meme coins. But this is going to be so much better because you have a dev that has structure. He has a plan, and he has a beef. You know, and I think those are the great ways to, get the message out about a community that's going to be bigger. Mark my words, I really believe in this project. It FX said, you know, it gives you this Shiba Inu tingles. So feel free to, you know, speak. If anybody else wants to speak, Gwen, thank you. FX, thanks for showing up. So what everybody here can do, if you have the time, like you are attending this Twitter space, you know, maybe you can find something that you can contribute to getting the word out about Fine. If you got an investment here, you know, if you can make graphics or make videos or, you know, host your own Twitter space, do that. This way, you know, it's not just we want to see the fabulous job that Laura Keke is doing, and the project and the potential. But we as a community have to do our part as well. Every project is powered by the community. Every project. Each and every person here has the potential to be an extension of your own investment. It's your investment. You know, I definitely personally support my investment. I do my due diligence. You always do your research. And I definitely believe in this project, man. So, yeah, if you can find some way to contribute, man, you know, whatever it may be, showing up into Twitter spaces, doing Twitter spaces, TikTok, Instagram, you know, if you want to go as far as to tell your friends, do so, man. You know, I think it's a great place to be in. I think all the naysayers, I think that, you know, when this starts really kicking off, they're going to kick themselves for either not being in the project or just not hearing, you know, the message that's being given out to, you know, the rest of the crypto space as well as non-crypto holders.
Yeah, one thing that's really simple to do, I don't know, you know, like if you have an office job like myself, and I need to start doing this myself, honestly, is just hang out in other Twitter spaces. Even if you're at work and you can't fucking talk, you just log into your company's computer on Twitter and just join hella spaces, right, with that logo and just fucking hang out, you know, and people will see that logo. And if you can get in the speaker box, that's great. And you can just chop it up with people and talk about their project and not even chill. You could just bullshit, all right, make friends. But, yeah, you just hang out and fucking farm followers and they see the logo and then boom.
Just like what we're doing right now. This is a chill. Yeah. This is a chill. So I'm on the East Coast, man. Where are you at?
I'm in California. Yeah, just got to work about a half an hour ago.
Oh, good, man. Good, good.
Chilling.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude. How's it going on the East Coast? Are you guys fucking hot, cold? I haven't checked
the weather. Yeah, man. I think we had about 4 or 5 days of straight clouds, man. You know, it's just crazy because this summer, I would say it's been 50% clouds, 50% storms, 50% rain. It's just not been a normal summer. I mean, we've had the heat and the sun, but, you know, definitely had more clouds and more storms this year. And, you know, you have to think about it, too. We're on the East Coast, so we get a lot of the hurricanes that are kind of coming off of the coast of Africa. So they spin off, they hit, you know, North Carolina, then they travel up, you know, and that's the Northeast right there. Weather's changing for sure. What about on the West Coast, man? I know that you get a lot of earthquakes and dry weather out there. Have you had any mudslides or anything?
Yeah, the earthquake thing is a little bit hyped up. I mean, I understand if you don't live in California and you hear about it. But, dude, I've witnessed a few earthquakes. The worst one was when I was, like, really fucking young, like not even probably like 9 years old, the 89 one. And that shit waved my house, right? Like the house was like pretty much a wave and you're running down the hallway and just sliding and you would go outside and you would jump outside and land in a different spot. But it only lasted, you know, fucking like 10 seconds, right? And at the end of the whole earthquake, the structural damage was nothing. On our house, okay. just paintings fell, maybe like the TV, like, but there was no like severe damage. Where as far as like having a fire or a fucking tornado or some shit like that, that's honestly like everybody's super scared of earthquakes, but I'm a lot more afraid of a fucking fire or a tornado, dude. Right. That will fuck your house up.
Yeah, I know they got a couple of brush fires, forest fires. In California. I mean, you know, you only hear the bad stuff most of the time. Forest fire, mudslides, earthquake. I think California is a great place. It's just kind of like, you know, the apex of all those different, you know, catastrophes that can happen. So, you know, I think that's what we hear about most when it comes to California.
We get fires bad lately. The last 4 years, it's been weird. Like I've grown up here my entire life, but the last 4 years, the fire seasons have been fucking crazy, and they've been breaking records. Some of these ones, they're like a million acres, and it's, you know, like 4 hours from my house and shit, yet I'm breathing the smoke, and I'm like, what the fuck is, like, dude, a million acres burning, right? It's it's unheard of. But yeah, other than that, though, it's, there's no tornadoes, there's nothing else, it's the fire.
I think that's enough, man. I think that's enough.
Yeah, but we've been getting a lot of rain lately, so I'm not worried about it this year or next year. I'm all right with it, but it's that's scary cool. though.
It's, you know what?
That's my buddy lives in New Jersey, man. I don't know where you're at on the East Coast, but he's always telling me, like, dude, you know, it's like 14 degrees. You know, in the wintertime, and he's like, I gotta keep my gas tank full and lock my shit because I can't trust anybody. Like, I don't know if you know anybody from New Jersey, but they just got that mentality where they don't trust nobody.
Man, it's crazy out in the Northeast, man. I'm not, you know, there's a lot of good things about the Northeast, but, you know, the downside is that it can be a little crazy, man. I mean, you got New York City, you got Philadelphia, you got Washington, D.C. And, you know, it's just a little bit crazier when you see that stuff on the news, man. It's not hyped up because that stuff actually happens, you know, and it's just pointing out some of the bad things, and it happens with every city, you know, but you know, there's always good things when it comes to cities as well. And, you know, I think that's a cool thing about Fine too, is that we have global population that's building. I mean, you're on the West Coast, I'm on the East Coast. We have people from Nigeria. We have people from, Belgium. You know, one of the avid, community members from Fine is from Belgium. We have Italy. I think we have France. We have Vietnam. So, you know, that's a cool thing, too. When you're in a project like this so early that has a community that's global, I think it's great, man. We can all connect on some level because we're here to make money, man. You know, this is an opportunity to, like, get into something really early. And I like the fact that because I push for additional communities to be added. I think it's great that we have, like, 20 different countries already represented. And every time somebody asks for a country, I'm glad that they, you know, they add it. Because it's great to reach out and have other people just commit and kind of be comfortable in the community that they want to be in, you know. But California is, you know, it's a sunny state, man. It's also expensive as hell there, too, man. I just realized that.
For real. It's bad, dude. It's horrible. I mean, but I've been here my whole life, so what am I going to do? Go somewhere else and make less money, you know? Like, here, I'm doing it. I got a pretty good job. I'm comfortable, but, yeah, man, I feel it. Like, the people that live here, like, I've seen some people move to Arizona and shit. I'm like, why are you moving to Arizona, bro? Like, it's 120 degrees.
Yeah, this hot.
Living is so much cheaper. I mean, but... I don't know. There's only a few spots where the cost of living is, like, really beneficial to your pay. You know, you got to factor in. So the way I look at it is, like, how if you're going to buy a house, of course, that's way cheaper. But gas and food and stuff like that, it's not that much cheaper. Like, everybody's like, oh, it's a dollar less a gallon. It's like, oh, okay, so you're only spending $14 less. Every paycheck, but you want to live in a shithole state? You know what I mean? I mean, there's only a few things, right? Like, if you buy a truck or a car in another state, it's the same price or even more sometimes. If you buy it, like, in Nebraska or some weird Midwest state where there's nobody there, it's going to be the same price for a truck. The house might be cheaper.
So it's the real estate basically that is expensive, or the cost of a house. That's essentially what you're talking about.
Yeah. So that's the main chunk, you know. The food prices, you know, they're probably about they're a little bit higher here, but it's not like 50% higher, you know. Everybody wants to be like, oh, you know, it's so much cheaper. I've been to other states and looked, you know, and I'm like, no, it's basically real estate, bro. Like, and gas is cheaper for sure, and taxes, yes, but at the end of the day, man, if you're making $10 more an hour here, there, you're probably better off here. I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder if, you know, I mean, I know there's a lot of potential switching, you know, to a different topic, but, you know, I wonder if Fine could potentially be a currency one day. I mean, I'm still limited on my knowledge of, you know, the tokenomics per se, but it's got a, I think, 394 trillion tokens. So, you know, I think it has a decent supply maybe for a currency. I mean, can anybody, you know, talk a little bit on that? What do you think? Fine is a currency?
I mean, there's no tax on it, right?
Right. So,
that's the one thing. Yeah, man. I don't know.
I mean, I think it's great that, you know, something that popped up on the radar just, I think it was a day or two ago, Honda is now accepting crypto payments in terms of Doge, XRP, ETH, BTC. Man, can you imagine?
Yeah, right. I mean, XRP is probably, dude, XRP is so quick. I don't know if you've ever used it, like, transactionally. It's so fucking cheap and fucking, like, quick. Yeah, it's not on the ETH network, though. So I think if we're a payment, we're still subject to the gas fees on ETH, right?
Yeah. So I think they're going to do sharding. I think that's what sharding is for. I got to look it up to make sure. Yeah, so I think that's what sharding is going to be for. It's going to help kind of reduce the speed as well as reduce the transaction fees as well. So, you know, I'm excited to see that happen if it hasn't already. Yeah.
I mean, we could always go cross-chain too, right?
Yeah.
Bridge onto like the ZK-EVM network on Polygon, which is basically, you know, going to take the pressure off ETH on the transaction side and just do batches of transactions, not just do single ones. And eventually that's going to fucking blow up.
And yeah, man.
Make things hella cheap. So, Lord Keck, bro, the sky's the limit with this guy. Like, you can just recommend stuff to him and he's down. He might not do it, but he's open-minded, you know? Like, he's definitely going to think about it and, you know, tell you yay or nay, right? He's not just going to shoot it down.
Right. And I think there's a lot. I know there's a lot that he's just not telling us. I mean, he's told us about the sexes and, you know, your grandmother and your mother can be able to purchase Fine with three clicks. And, you know, giving a Honda Civic away to everybody or, you know, having the Honda Civic purchased already and giving it away to somebody. And there's a lot other things that I think he's just not telling us. And I think that there's a potential for so much. They've already said that they can build anything. So maybe the community or there's something that he already has in mind. You know, that's going to be big, a potential, you know, as a community, you know, this is a community token. This is something that other meme coins did not have initially. I mean, this could go beyond just being a community meme token. This could have just so many more implications, man. And I like the fact that we already go on global. I mean, just imagine, just like one of the community members said in the VC, imagine 1 billion holders, you know, in 3 to 5 years. Or maybe it won't take that long. Who knows? You know, imagine that amount. Imagine the market cap on that. Imagine the reach. Imagine the potential of having a community where you can network with so many businesses or so many events or so many organizations. I mean, just imagine the power. You know, I know that Shiba Inu has touched on that as well as Doge. But, you know, imagine having somebody in the driver's seat that is already has a business acumen like Lord Keck. I mean, he's already proven it with the networking and what he has set up and his connections and getting these sexes already lined up, man. I mean, imagine what else we don't know, or imagine the potential of what he can do beyond what he's already shown us. So, you know, I think that, you know, each and every person is already here. I think you're in a great spot, in my personal opinion, because we're at the ground floor, man. I don't think this, in my personal opinion, I'm seeing the floor rise every day, and I don't think it's going to go any lower. I really don't. You know, it's, I've checked ETHscan, and as well as other community members have said, you know, as well as, you know, some of the mods, we've cleaned out a lot of the big holders. And now you have a lot of a better distribution of wallets in terms of percentages held. So, you know, that kind of greatly reduces the potential to affect the chart when people either sell the whole bag or, you know, or they're a large holder and they choose to sell half of a bag. Either way, I'm definitely, you know, I plan to definitely take out my initials and have a strategy. You know, when you get in here, you want to make money, but I also want to be a responsible profit taker as well. I'm not going to, you know, take out whatever that can potentially, you know, affect the chart, you know, so, you know, because, you know, I think it's great to be in a community where you can make connections and make money at the same time. So, yeah, you know, I think that's just a good way to go in terms of, you know, safeguarding, you know, your investment, as well as understanding that other people are here to make money as well. So I definitely plan to take out my initials. And then, you know, I have a strategy on when I'm going to take, you know, a percentage or, you know, that profit. Because once you take your initials out, it's all gravy after that. It's all profit. And, you know, to be thankful to be so early in the project right now at such a low market cap, you know, all the people that ignored it or are here and said, oh, you know, it's just another meme token. When they come back, when the market cap is a billion, you know, it's still an opportunity. But, you know, they're definitely going to remember when they didn't get in. Just like Shiba Inu, for some people, they didn't, you know, cash out and take out the initials or cash out, you know, at the peak or, you know, any meme token or project that you got into that really did well, you know, this is an opportunity to be at the beginning of something great. And I, you know, I'm excited to see what
this space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
What happens next? And, you know, this is right before the bull run as well. This is right before the bull run. Right before the halving, you know, they expect a bull run because there's always a bull run around the halving. And I think we're in a much better space as well, because this is not, I believe, a traditional bull run, because you have a lot of institutions already buying into BTC and ETH. Just as we saw a day or two ago, Honda is now accepting crypto payments. I mean, you have a lot of huge players that are jumping on board. So, you know, a lot of money could be pouring into crypto. You know, it's just all about the positioning. And just guess what? Fine is at the right before the bull run. We're already positioned. Positioned with Global Telegrams. We're positioned with a great floor. You know, a lot of the big players have been flushed out. Now you have core members, DCA and constantly. Just imagine that. Now you have the core members that are conscious and experienced in crypto purchasing over and over again at the base layer. So now you have kind of a better security in terms of these people are dedicated to the project and they understand what crypto is about and the potential of the project. So now you have kind of a little bit of a better security layer. And now you have all these things that are potentially rolled out. And you have an example of Pepe where, you know, I wasn't in Pepe myself, but from what I've heard in the VC is that everything was rolled out all at once. Well, now you have Laura Keck taking strategic steps to roll out each sex, you know, one at a time, potentially, maybe two at a time. I'm not sure. But we'll see what happens next. He also has a swap coming out to take Pepe to Fine. And I think that's a great move as well. You know, so I'm excited to be here because there's so many things that we have yet to see. And we're already at $6 million market cap. And, you know, where can we go from here? You know, just without the bull run, you know, in my opinion, maybe 10 billion. But, you know, some people have said, you know, 50, 60, 70 billion in a bull market, because they've seen what Shiba Inu can do. They've seen what Dogecoin can do. And, you know, those were just built off of straight community. Now you have a meme coin that has a structure in terms of strategy, in the sexes being laid out, a swap, and, you know, dropping hints about, you know, having your grandmother and mother being able to buy Fine. I think that is just a recipe for, you know, and it's hard not to pay attention to things like that. If you can pick up on those things, then you really can understand that this has so much more than a traditional meme coin. And this truly could be the king of memes. You know, and I'm excited to see what the next step is. And I think that, you know, sometimes we become impatient, but, you know, to build a strong community as well as a strong meme coin, it takes time. And everything has been laid before us, and I'm just waiting to see what the next step is. How's it going, Richard? And who do we have here? We got Fine Toshi, FX. Juicy. I like the creativity too. Everybody's got like creative names. So if anybody wants to speak, feel free to jump up. I'm going to hold this open for another maybe 20 minutes. I'm going to close it down at 8:30. It's not going to be a 24-hour Twitter space. This is just I'm going to try and hold these a little bit more frequently to kind of get the name out there in the spaces and, you know, and hopefully attract more holders, as well as, you know, kind of like informational exchange for anybody who's in the community. So, yeah, man, I know that a couple of people have DCA'd today because, you know, once again, we've gone up another $1 million in market cap. And, you know, it's really stable. Once we hit the next level, we tend to consolidate and then we move up again. So, you know, I know that, you know, a couple of people said that they DCA'd today, which I think is great, you know, if that's a good strategy for you. So I know that Laura Kex was saying that we're all going to eat this week. So I'm excited to see what Wednesday brings. It's, you know, maybe it'll be a sex, maybe it'll be the swap. I know they were auditing the swap last week. We were told that they were having it audited by a couple of different auditing firms just to make sure it was safe and secure. So maybe that'll drop. I think that'll be astounding. I know that we already have a number of people that have been Pepe here, as well as Volt and Shiba. So, you know, I think it's great, man, to have something kind of dedicated to both communities and the opportunity to increase your bags from one token to the other.
I think there's going to be a surprise with that swap, because you can't tell me that Pepe holders don't know how to use Uniswap to swap Pepe to Fine, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure that this swap is going to have some kind of fucking either like super low fees or some kind of features where it's just, I don't know, like there's got to be a, it's not going to be like Uniswap, right? Like there's going to be some special shit to it.
And I'm excited to see that too, man. I mean, you know, I mean, of course they can, you know, swap their token out and, you know, in a number of different swaps, but it's kind of like symbolic, I think, and saying, hey, listen, you know, I understand what happened to Pepe. You know, it's kind of like symbolism, like, come on. I mean, just think about it. If you're a Pepe holder and you have, let's just say, $1,000 worth of Pepe, and it used to be $5,000, well, now you have an opportunity to buy into Fine at such a low market cap. At a $6 million market cap, you buy $1,000. Well, now you have the potential to 100x. It's not like Pepe where it's at a $330 million market cap. So the prospects of you Xing are a lot less, because let's just say it goes up to a billion. Well, you're only 3Xing from that point. You know, if you're getting into Fine now, well, now you can 10X to $60 million and you have much more possibility for Xs. And, you know, he's already illustrated the mistakes that were made in Pepe. He's become even more experienced in the space, and he's already brought Pepe to $1.92 billion, or, you know, close to that market cap. So his plans to be better than Pepe and flip other meme coins, I think that's amazing. You already have somebody that's already been in the space that has already brought a project to a almost $2 billion market cap. So what can he do with Fine? With a great community and a roadmap and all the strategy and the experience that he's had with Pepe. Can you imagine what he can do with that? So with all that being said, so you take all those ingredients and you say, hey, listen, we're going to build a swap. We're going to say, hey, those Pepe holders can get in and reclaim some of the losses from that $20 million extraction. And now they have a possibility to 100X potentially on Fine. I mean, I think that's a win-win situation there, you know, and it's hard sometimes, you know, because when you die hard with a project, it's the emotions sometimes that have you holding on. But if you use logic and you take emotions out of it, if you have a lot of ingredients, and once again, we're here to make money. If you have a lot of those ingredients that are being met, why not go for it? Why not say, hey, listen, I'm going to take my situation where I said a $330 million market cap, I'm going to move it to a $6 million market cap, and I'm going to increase my potential of Xing with somebody that's already done the same project per se, and he said he's going to make it better. What are the possibilities? What are the possibilities of going to $10 billion market cap? Well, now you've, you know, gone to 1,000 X's. You know, so I think that there's so much information there. You really, really don't have to be paying attention, because there are so many things that are standing in front of you that says, this is going to be big. Let's just start with Laura Keck. He's already done a project that is at $1.92 billion at his high point. What is he going to do with Fine? Much more. Lessons learned, experiences, taking you know, the time in building something great. All the hints dropped. Just a great floor that we have now. We have a $6.2 million floor right now. We have a lot of people coming from different communities. I think it's great, man. You know, I think that maybe a year ago, or maybe a year and a half ago, we were dealing with situations where you had communities, you know, creating toxic environments towards one another. I think that's totally unnecessary. There's so much room for everybody in this space, because we are only 3 to 5% of the global populations in crypto. So imagine if we go global. It doesn't matter if you're in Volt. It doesn't matter if you're in Pepe. If you find an opportunity where you have a chance to make a lot of money with somebody who already has experience, if you have an opportunity to create connections and be part of a community that's global, I think that's a win-win situation. You know, I mean, because I personally, when I was in Shiba Inu, I met a number of people and I felt great in that, you know, and I made some money off of that. You know, it's a win-win situation. You're addressing so many different things, and there's so many bullet points that you can't ignore here. So I think, going back to it, that swap is kind of like a pass and saying, listen, this is your opportunity to make up any losses that you may have incurred, and this is your opportunity to kind of maximize any investment that you have now. You know, they can transfer in Uniswap, and I hope that there are some additional things that are being provided on that swap that's being audited right now to move your Pepe to Fine. I think that what you're saying, when I it would only add like frosting to the cake, man, because I think that once again, you really don't have to be paying attention to see all the bullet points. If I was in a project where I had $1,000 invested and I had a chance to 1,000 exit or 100 exit at a lower market cap, I might do that. We do it every time. Sometimes we take money out of, I know I've personally done it. I've taken money out of a long hold because of a greater potential in something that has a lot of bullet points. And it doesn't take away from those projects that are a little bit longer hold or have such great utility. It's the fact that, you know, logically you want to maximize your investments, and that may incur different strategies, you know, because crypto is a unique environment. It's still young. It involves money. And, you know, there's not as much standardization across the board. So, you know, you do the best you can with the strategies. And you know, personally, I like to maximize the potential of my investment. So, you know, with so many bullet points being narrated for Fine, why not, you know, take your investment from another project and you know, invest in Fine? You know, there's just a lot of things written on the wall about this meme coin. And, you know, you only invest as much as you can lose. You always do your own research. Any opinions here, as mine is just education in my own personal experience. But, yeah, I'm definitely excited about, you know, what we have here. And if anybody else wants to speak, yeah, feel free, man. You know, this is a community Twitter space for Fine. So, yeah.
I like the fact that Lord Keck and the community does not front about wanting to make money. I mean, I don't know about you, bro, but I've been in some projects where people just talk about community, NFT marketplaces, and everybody acts like they're going to fucking save the world and shit, and everybody shames on people for selling, and I'm like, why the fuck did you buy this in the first place, dude? The whole point of you buying it in the first place was to fucking make money, right?
Right.
Yeah, I know you. I don't know you don't want to shit on the community, but it's like, are you gonna hold this shit to zero? Like,
right.
This mentality, they want to like preach this purist mentality. They want to act like they're fucking Raoshi and shit, and just be like, dude, it's all gonna work out, bro. Like,
right.
It's so fucking annoying to me. Like, the fact that Lord Keck is like open about it, he wants to hit like higher market caps than Pepe. I like that. You know, that's respectable, because that's what we're here for. We're not here to wreck the community. We want to build relationships, make friends, and make money.
Right. Right.
I'm not wreck the chart. I'm not trying to wreck the chart, but right. I'm just saying, like, let's not fucking pretend like we're here to fucking save the world, you know?
Right, right.
So stupid, dude.
Yeah. You know, and I appreciate the strategies that are not overtly noticeable, but you can tell the movements with, you know, unloading one exchange at a time and, you know, involving it, just kind of giving us a taste of the networking power. Wall Street Silver, man, that's huge. That's amazing. You know, 1 million+ followers. Somebody else came in the community today. She has, I think, 2 million followers. I'm just like, these are really heavy hitters in the space, you know, and it's great to see. Even if half of those people were bots, you still have 1 million people. And, you know, the influence of these people in the space is you know, great, man. We're not talking. And here's another thing, too. I have not heard about any influencers in the space being used. I know that I saw Jake, you know, maybe indirectly talking about Fine, but we haven't really heard about any of the influencers, because I think this strategy is next level in terms of more focused on bringing people that are outside crypto into crypto with the emails. That I think those are addressed to whales as well. But, you know, when you mention things like grandmother and mother, those are definitely non-crypto people, I would expect to be, you know, because crypto is fairly new. And, you know, I think I like the very like the idea of them focusing on non-crypto people, because just think, there's 95% of the rest of the world doesn't use it. You know, and I think anybody with a cell phone has a potential to buy Fine. So I think that's absolutely amazing. Imagine the money being brought in. Imagine the community. Imagine the influence of all those people coming in. Imagine the opportunity for anybody that maybe has not seen this type of money. Maybe they only get paid, you know, $1,000 a month. Well, now you have Fine. You buy in $10, $20, and now that 100x's. Well, now this person has more money than they've ever seen before in one shot, maybe, or, you know, and it's great to see that, because now you're kind of spreading out the economic opportunity that the internet, as well as cell phones and blockchain technology, can give you. So I think there's a lot of things that create potential to spread out that wealth. And it's not so much kind of confined to a one geographical area or an organization or a percentage of people. There's so many benefits, and as, you know, technology moves along, cell phones may be expensive when it comes to smartphone, but as technology continues to innovate, those prices will drop. And that means more people will have access to cell phones. Thus, more people will have access to internet as well as Starlink. And that means that more people have access to blockchain technology and give them an opportunity. And those opportunities are what we're here for, to make money. Why not? So I think there's a lot of possibilities when it comes to Fine, especially when you have experienced leadership in there and a community that's been in a lot of different meme coins. And we bring that experience as well as that commitment to our bags, because that's why we're here, to make money. But in doing so, we're kind of choosing an investment that has hit all the bullet points for us. That's why I'm here. How you doing, FX?
Hey, bro. I'm a little late. Had to just, you know, spend some time at dinner and pay attention to the fam a bit more.
Hey, man, that's what you do, man. Family's important, man.
Absolutely. Sounds like you guys are tearing it up, though. It's really awesome to hear the excitement and everyone else just getting it. So, man. I say we just keep having these just consistently.
Oh, for sure, man. Definitely. You know, definitely. I think it's great that, you know, we continue to do this. And you know, as we move forward, I'm thinking of, you know, some ways to kind of bring people into the, roll them into the mix and kind of like expose them to Fine and the potential, you know, and Twitter Spaces is not easy because, you know, we're dealing with a lot of different time zones. But I believe the consistency is the way that we can do this, just like you said. You know, I'm excited because I'm waiting to see what's going to happen this week, man. Like, what are we dropping? Like, why are we all going to eat this week? Like, all the memes are going to eat. I'm like, is it the beginning of the bull run, or is it the swap, or is it a sex that's being dropped? What is it? You know, so.
What an idea, what we should think on is maybe just coming up with a name. So you have Fine in the title, but maybe we should have something like a Fine Space, you know? So it's like this space is understood, but it also is like set, and you can conduct it. I can conduct it. It turns into like this consistent show throughout the week.
Let's do and it.
Anyone can fire it up. It's yet another Fine Space.
Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's use the word, and you know, that'll help to get it trending as well. If we can use that word consistently. We can do it every day, man. I'm down to have it every day. It may be at different times because we do have other, you know, dinner time, family. So, and we have other time zones, so we can vary it throughout the day, you know, excluding work. Yeah, that could definitely be something that we can tackle every day, man. Evening, we can do it East Coast, West Coast. We can do it on a global scale. It doesn't matter. And, you know, it doesn't just have to be one Twitter space. It could be anybody opening up a Twitter space, another fine, and I like that, another fine Twitter space. It can be anybody here. We can open one up for every country. I think that would be amazing. You know, Netherlands, Nigerian, French, Vietnamese, Twitter space daily, or at least three or four times a week, man. Can you imagine the impact? Not only are we exposing them, but we're kind of pushing a branding now. Now you're exposing, now it becomes a household name. Fine. You know, I'm thinking big here.
Not only can we do that, bro, but take it up a notch, bro. Let's fucking get somebody like you or FX or myself up in a speaker box where there's like 300 people in a meme coin space. And once that person is up in the speaker box, everybody in the voice chat and or in Telegram, just join the fucking Telegram or join the Twitter spaces, support it, show that logo, and have one person just representing and just talking. Because if we're just talking amongst ourselves, we got to do that daily. That's great. But we could also it's not that hard. I've gotten into speaker boxes where there's fucking 300 people before and talked about shit.
Right.
And it's awkward at first, but if you just like slowly pretend that you're interested in their project, and eventually you just, you know, you just start bullshitting and engaging. But we could, I mean, there's so much to talk about with this project. It wouldn't even be that hard, dude. We could get into huge Twitter spaces and be in the speaker box. It just keep hammering it, you know?
Right. And you know, each and every person can do that here as well. You know, there's so many different ways to do that. Like, you know, having a picture up there, or like you said, getting into a speaker box, you know, and there are projects out there or Twitter spaces where they say, you know, you have 15 minutes to talk about your project or talk about a project that you're in, and you can find those out as well and you know, engage in those as well. So, you know, whatever you're comfortable with in volunteering your time, because this is your investment as well, whether it be graphics, video, or just speaking or open Twitter spaces, man, anything to help out your investment as well as community, man. I feel like I'm definitely part of something here, and, you know, we'll keep doing these Twitter spaces almost daily. I can't say every day because, you know, but then again, you know, I'm on here anyway every day. This is kind of like a second job, you know. So, you know, maybe we can tackle every day. So, yeah, we'll move forward and, you know, see what impact we can have in the space when it comes to Fine Man. I'm excited to see what's going to drop next, though. But, you know, he did show us, you know, what's cool is that he showed us the emails. He showed us the percentage that were opened and the percent that were sent out of the 50,000 that he said he was going to send out on Monday. So he showed us that bit of information. I think that's great in terms of, you know, showing us that he's done something, and this is the return on opening, because, you know, like he explained, it is true. Marketing, when it comes to, you know, emails, depends on how many are opened and then how many of those people are going to respond to that email. So just like you said, you know, let's just say 50,000 out of those 50,000, 10,000 people open them slowly. And out of those 10,000, you know, 4,000 respond by checking out the project and potentially buying bags. And, you know, these are specific emails where these people are whales in crypto or maybe have some influence in the business space. And, you know, it's great to see that this is a level that we haven't seen in the meme coin, as far as I know. You know, so I think that's just another enrichment when it comes to a project. But with that being said, you know, this is, I'm going to close this Twitter space down. It's been about an hour, and, you know, we're going to do these every day almost. And we'll keep it to an hour. If there's more people that show up, then we'll extend it. But this is the one of many, man. So I appreciate everybody that's been here. And, you know, let's keep doing it, man. I think Fine's going to be doing a lot of great things, and I'm excited. Of course, I'm going to be excited when it, you know, gets to $20 or $30 billion market cap, you know, because I think at that point, everybody in this chat, because we're so early, is going to be in a better financial situation. And, you know, we could be talking, you know, over pina coladas or something, or maybe set up some type of get together for fine holders, you know, of the early days. You know, I'm just thinking ahead here.
No, but, for real. We've already floated that idea.
Oh,
and yeah, we need to do that kind of towards the beginning of the bull run, like where it's starting to take off, like maybe October 1st or something like that, where it's like basically we're in the home stretch. And it's about to get super hot.
Oh, yeah. So you think the bull run's going to happen Q2? Is that what you're aiming for? Or Q3 of 2024? Because you did say October, so.
You know, 2024 could surprise everyone.
Okay. Okay.
It could actually have a blow-off top there. I've heard, you know, traders, investors with decades of experience say it. And 2025 could be the rally, or it could just be like a rally on the way down. No one knows. Mm-hmm. However, like you know, the Ethereum ETF could be poised for like 2025. So that could be the actual blow off top there.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows. But by just being this early, us, you know, in position, we're gonna be good either way.
Oh yeah, man. Know? I think it's going to be crazy, man, because they're talking about trillions of dollars being pumped into the crypto market. You know, more specifically, maybe a larger portion of it being into Bitcoin. But, you know, once Bitcoin fills up, altcoins are there as well, you know, in terms of meme, because people know that you can make such a large amount of money off of meme tokens. And, you know, I think because of all those institutions investing, all those people, whether it's bad publicity or good publicity, that's marketing that you don't have to pay for. And that is just going to attract more eyes on crypto. And everybody just waiting for that spot ETF, man. Everybody is just hinging on that, looking for the spot Bitcoin ETF, man. Once that happens, it's game over. I mean, I expect money just to come pumping in, because you already have you know, investment firms already pumping $500 million into Bitcoin just to give their investors just a little bit of Bitcoin. You know, I think it's what, 2% of their portfolio it's allowed, or something of that nature. So even at that such a low percentage, there's so much money being pumped in, you know, with these trillion-dollar investment companies. So yeah, man, I think this bull run is going to be amazing, man. I really do.
Absolutely.
But
we'll,
with that,
we'll continue like all those narratives and you know, just our own, you know, thoughts and projections as we continue. But yeah, back to that get together, like we should absolutely do it, which whether we have like you know, a serious pump in 2024 and 2025, eh?
Right.
Maybe week one of October is the thing to do. You know, mm-hmm. that'd be really fun.
Oh yeah, for sure, man. And what would be a good location? Are we talking like Florida? Are we talking Texas, New York City, Los Angeles?
Yeah, we'll just have to have like a consensus. You know, I know Texas and Florida are probably two pretty ideal states, you know, temperature wise and stuff. But mm-hmm. Yeah, well, let's just continue this dialogue.
Yeah, man, it sounds great.
Fun to me, you know, like give people something fun. Like let's definitely keep this fun, make it really fun.
Right, right, right. Absolutely, absolutely. And maybe that's something that we can do in the future, you know, somehow organize some, you know, events where Fine participates or you know, something in that. So, yeah, I definitely agree. Creating other events where we can have a lot of fun with this, man. So, yeah. But, you know, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and close down this Twitter space, and I'll check you guys tomorrow for sure, or in the TG.
Alrighty. Well, good seeing you guys, and see you soon.
Yeah, thanks for attending, man. All right. I'll check y'all later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.